Are we on or not?
So, what's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about that.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine Ladies.
And the Muppets.
Wait, what are they called? What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for...
What's this got to do about boobs and sex?
What? Oh, okay.
Are you ready to strut down?
Open my gift to you.
Oh.
Just got a little polka dot.
Boosie notices gift on table.
What the fuck? Butt naked?
It's a candle, everybody.
Yes. You know what's so funny? Do you know what candle aroma I have in my candle right now?
What?
Unicorn farts.
Oh my god. Okay, you know what's funnier than that?
That's so funny.
I bought you monkey farts, unicorn farts, and butt naked. Do I not have it at home? And I'm like,
yeah,
let me give her one
that's
every single
so
podcast.
Funny.
Yes.
Now you're blue.
Yeah. Oh, now, damn it!
I wonder if I have the wrappers still.
Okay, but let me tell you my idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I opened up an Etsy store, and I only have a plan. Yes, I only have a plan, and the plan is in my head, and I have not done anything to make it come to fruition yet. But it's a damn good plan. It's called Waxing It, which is like slang for jerking off.
For men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or women, I guess. I don't know. Is there a different term for men and women?
I've never heard the term.
Playing?
It's like a European term.
Waxing it.
Waxing it.
Wax
and
off.
Wax off?
We are
wax
going
off
to make penis candles. And we're going to have an old, dead rocker line with Prince and Elvis. And Elvis can have, like, banana candles at the top and peanut butter at the bottom. And
the
Prince,
candles?
Yes, but they're all shaped in the shape of a penis.
So Elvis would be a big dick.
They're all big dicks.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
They're big dick
and
candles.
Like, yeah. And
we could use Statler and Waldorf as our
And you know what else? We are going to have like a Sasquatch one. It's like this big that you use for parties.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Hairy dick. I'm assuming.
But then, you know, like for...
Do you know how to make candles?
I do. And you know...
Did you make that?
No, I did not. But I've watched a YouTube.
So you need a penis... Actually, you need several different kinds of penis molds.
Yes. And we're gonna do little ones that we're going to call growers, not showers. And they're going to have like the average size. And then we're going to have the Sasquatch ones that are really big. And
they're
candles. But they're all candles.
Yes.
And the Prince line, like we're going to have all dead rockers. And the Prince will be purple and black. Oh, the hell we can't. We can say the artist formerly known as. That's all you have to say. You don't even have
as
to.
As long as you don't use the word Prince.
Yes.
Although if you use his image, though.
We're not going to use his image. We're going to use a purple dick.
Oh, I get it.
And then like.
So there's no images.
No.
It's a purple cock, however you want
right,
to do it.
Right.
And it's formerly known as. That's it. You don't
yes
use Prince and you're
right
safe.
Right. And then for Elvis, we're going to put the king.
Yes, with the peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. And the bananas.
Bananas.
Mm-hmm. Bananas and peanut butter. It'll be so fucking awesome.
You know what would be funnier is...
We're skeptical.
The dick
we're
hanging over a candle toilet for Elvis. Because
he died on the toilet.
Oh.
A pussy for the toilet! And then a candle
oh
dick.
God.
That would be funny.
I have to make a new mold.
They molded the inside of women's pussies
for what?
To show that they're all different.
What?
Like, how do you mold the inside of a pussy?
Just like you mold anything else.
Like your uterus
or
there's just
that,
the inside?
There's a website that you guys can take pictures of your stuff and send it in, and then they're cataloging thousands of external views of vaginas.
But what do you do with it?
They just have charts so people can go and look at
it. Yeah,
why?
They're to show that
there's a diversity.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. so that you don't have, you don't feel bad about how your stuff looks.
I don't feel bad about how my stuff looks. I know. Don't feel bad at all. I'm going to get a wax mold of it. We're going to set it right here in the podcast. You can do the same.
No, I'm good. I don't
know. How do you mold that? Like, how did they do that?
How did they get it out? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
The casting material is soft enough that it just...
Like a silicone almost.
So it, like, pulls out, well, which should be an interesting casting sensation.
Yeah.
But then it goes back to what it was inside?
That's how they do a lot of intricate molding. It's like you have more of a foam-ness than a silicone.
So they have, like, the whole uterus?
And it's got native,
or do they just go up to the top?
Shapes where you go, how can they possibly go into the cervix?
Yeah.
Just
to the cervix.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could probably get two pieces off. Right?
Actually, most are made out of about 4 inches or so.
Really?
You have the positive, and then you fill
but
it with
different they are.
Like silicone. And the silicone takes the exact shape of it, and you can get it out without breaking the mold.
Huh.
I mean, I knew the outsides were different, but I didn't know inside was different.
Well, isn't the inside always like
I have,
this instead
no.
of...
Well, not from what?
Like, I have a tilted uterus, so I feel totally different than you do.
So,
well,
just
know,
from...
Do you tilt back, or do you tilt, like...
I guess forward. I have no idea. I would assume forward. That's how...
That is wild.
That's how that's... And he had to fish it.
Oh.
Wait, we need to tell the story.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
That's up to...
So I'm like, no.
That's up to
Bootsy.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen?
So, yeah.
Is your neighbor's going to walk in and I'm going to say, hey, Bootsy. And she's going to be like, who the fuck is that?
I'm going to say we're doing a podcast. And if she says that's cool, I'd love to join. We're going to do a freaking Christian podcast.
What are we doing this again?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Every time she sees us come over, we're going to be like...
Yeah. Mars, you stalk her roommate.
So that's how we got on the conversation. He's like, everybody feels different. I said, what? There's no
that
way.
That is freaking
it's
awesome.
Just gotta,
I mean, I knew
you know how
you
we got on the conversation. I was telling him how different guys
feel, the different
yeah.
ones, yeah.
That's how we got on the conversation.
I guess I always assumed that I knew you guys were different. Like, all the guys were different, right? Because you can see it. It's like an outward thing. But for women, I guess I just thought that we were all kind of the same.
Yeah, it seems like
it'd
just be
hugely different. The examples they had were hugely different.
That is crazy. So how many samples do they have?
The particular picture I looked at was like 8 or 10.
Wow.
I was kind of glancing. It's a rigorous scientific article. It was not
saying
it's
ha-ha.
It was not one of those. It was. I mean, it was a real
yeah,
scientific.
Yeah, real. There's a particular Reddit that I read.
Yeah.
And there is a person on there that is doing a residency in plastic surgery for women in that area. And apparently it's very poorly documented in all the medical textbooks.
So what would you do plastic surgery-wise?
Reassignment surgery. Traumatic injury, things
yeah.
like that.
So, does he do any...
any of the reconstructions, but
like about
a resident, so...
Six months back, Kim Kardashian released photos, and she had her lips enhanced.
Yes.
Did
her vaginal lips?
Yes. Did they do that?
Well, that's what this person was talking about.
Most women are, like, eliminating that stuff, right? They're making them smaller and...
Yes.
Clitoral hoods, right?
Yeah. So, that is wild to me.
But, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Or maybe you don't even want to be put on the spot.
I won't.
But tell her
remember.
What you
no,
were
kidding.
Telling me about the differences. If you are comfortable doing that. Because it blew my mind. Because
wait, I'm
going to
turn the microphone over.
Well,
there's only ever been fingers and tongue, right?
Yeah.
So listen to this.
Okay, should we put the microphone over there?
Unless you don't want to. I don't want to make you.
Well, I don't want to make y'all uncomfortable.
I'm fine.
I won't remember.
It's just different.
No,
there's nothing.
I'm kidding. I'll remember.
But it amazes me that I just never pictured it that way.
Well, my color, Waldorf. No, Statler. Probably snuck a micrometer up there or something.
A micrometer.
Well, the better thing would be, did you do anything with that way?
No.
Would be that, because we know I have the
yes.
the tilt. So, It was just interesting. I never pictured that.
I didn't either. I really didn't know. I mean, I just thought that it would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why would it not be the same? And I guess I thought it would be more the same for women because, you know, there's only...
It's a
channel. It's a
it
fucking
as
channel.
As I was about to say,
it's
I always
like,
pictured it as a tunnel. Like,
yeah.
Like,
it's like,
there you go.
How hard can it be? Like,
no, it actually opens up inside.
But y'all can feel that? I mean, I know that...
Well...
Okay, for
doesn't
Lottie,
it just feel, like, warm? And that's it? Or?
Can you feel the ridges?
There's definitely differences there.
Yeah.
I think that's probably almost like fingerprints.
Oh my God, we have a new way to test criminals.
Female criminals.
Female. Well, I don't know. Are there ridges other places?
Interesting.
I don't know if I can find that article.
Because you know, like when you're doing yourself, right? Like when you put your hands in there, and I've never done another one, so I don't know, but like when you put your hands in there, you can feel. And it feels different depending on what time of the month it is, too. Have you noticed that?
Well, I don't know that I've ever put my hands up there.
Like, I can tell, like, the week before I get ready to start that I don't even know what you call that part of your body. It's like, I guess it's the cervix. But, you know, the cervix comes down,
yes.
And I can feel that so
you
much easier.
You put your hands that far up?
You know?
I don't know that I've ever put my hands inside at all.
Yeah, should have said. But you know,
it
you
does
can
change.
Feel.
It changes with
that's
arousal.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. So I can tell exactly. Like, of course, I've always been able to tell about when I ovulate. So I know exactly. Usually, in a couple of days when I start. So I'm like, I can tell.
See, that's the problem with T-Rex arms. I can barely reach my clit. I kind of like. Bend a little to reach the clit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, let me just.
All you have to do is always have somebody to do it for you.
There you go.
Which you have.
Does it feel like I'm a star? That's funny.
But it's weird. I mean, and I can tell, like, if, like what you're saying, like if you're aroused, you definitely, I mean, it's like it just. Drops right down in there.
I know I'm hornier before I start.
Yeah.
Or right during or after.
Hard
as hell.
Wow.
I can attest to that. I don't know what the fuck you do.
Huh.
I always get really horny like right before I start and then right after for some reason. I don't know. Just personal observation.
He doesn't mind.
This has been a relatively boring podcast compared to the catastrophe.
Okay, can you see what I'm doing with my hands?
You said the wine was the same as the liquor. How much wine do you have left? Because we're out.
Oh, well, hold on.
So we've drank a bottle apiece. I have a bottle, but I don't even know what it is.
Now we have.
A bottle. What's that in the fridge?
I think that's about 8:30.
It's 8:30.
Is this another...
Wait, are you still in I'll Remember This Face?
Huh?
Are you still in I'll Remember This Face?
Probably.
All right. So let's have this. Mm. I don't know how this is going to taste. We tasted it here, right? This smells dry.
It's good.
Tell me if that's dry.
Whoa.
It's just a sip.
It's good.
I can drive you guys over there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's not from Italy. I don't know
what
that
is.
Okay,
taste it.
Tell
me if
it's
dry.
This
is
stuff that I brought
you
guys. Right?
Remember? It's good. It's sweet. Is it dry?
No,
it's
different.
Oh, wait,
that's my glass.
Oh, sorry.
But you can
drink
half
my glass.
I'm
sorry.
Are
you
going to
have
another
thing?
You guys can do far from your microphones. Yeah, is it?
I like Bootsy's fluids.
I like Ms. Frolicker's fluids. I don't think we've ever tasted each other's fluids, though.
No. I was just thinking.
I can't see it.
But we know we love
them.
You
don't even have to go to the club if you guys
want.
She'll gladly drive us to the park when she gets here.
But in a perfect world, you guys would go to the club and do it there. With an audience.
No, I don't think that's
okay. Right. We are going. Can we talk about going to the club?
I don't see why not.
Okay, so we're going to the club.
What is your end goal for the club tonight? Suspension or play?
Both. Can I do both? You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to be suspended and spanked. And then I would like to say that last time he got suspended, my head kind of flew into that guy's crotch. And it was forceful. And it probably didn't feel good for either one of us. We were swinging back and forth like this, and his crotch was right here, and I went, and I can't control where my head goes.
He's got to be used to that, though.
Yeah. But my head went, you ought to, he's not going to be there tonight? Do you know who is going to be there is, what's the guy that owns the place?
I don't know. There was some circular ring you guys were telling me about, right?
The metal, suspension ring?
Is it a big thing? It's
massive.
Okay, I didn't think it was
the size of this cable.
It had to be up. There's no way they'd take it down.
They might.
It's easily the size of this table.
They might not let every rigger use it.
Is it in the middle of the room?
It's right when you walk in, but it's up in the air, unless they were using it.
I bet they just had it up.
Yeah. He's like, thank you. Oh, he used you. Oh, what's it matter? I'm okay.
Give me shit, livers.
You should have taken a picture. You had me strapped down today. And he started spanking me, and the puppy jumps on my back.
Really?
So, like, to the dog lays down on me.
Oh my god, he's just like you!
I'm like, really? You spanking the dog.
This is it.
I mean, really?
Who knew he had those tendencies? I knew I liked you. They have like little ball gags for dogs.
Oh, God.
Why didn't you just give them a ball and they won't put it down? Same thing.
That is true. Now I'm going to think of that every time Buddy runs up to me with a ball and be like, he's gagged.
He's got that ball against
me. Well, he broke the squeaker.
Finally.
He loves the squeakers.
Oh, does
but
he?
He'll just like that. Until it breaks.
And you're like,
like, what are y'all doing with my toys?
I know. He's like, I didn't tell you to share. And the cat's like, shut up, buddy.
Look at him. Put him back where you found him. In my bed. Thank you.
I think I want to go to the club. But let's go to the club and then we can just play around the club.
Okay. All right. Are we going to get ready and then you're going to drive us by this tower or whatever that you wanted to see?
No, I want us to visit the tower.
That's what I said.
Because I
do
forgot
that
about
the
last time you visited. So I wanted to visit it when I came.
Why don't we do that?
You got nothing useful here, by the way.
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Yeah, I do. Just try. Yep.
Okay, I'm shutting this off. I gotta pack up.
Yes, dear.
Is everybody done being witty?
Yeah. Are you wearing that over there and then you're changing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna go change.
Yeah.
I know, I said I'm doing hot.
I don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as fuck is our podcast.
Drunk divas.
Drunk divas. Libertine, ladies,
and the Muppets. Right, what are they called? What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppet.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.